righty. Well, let me make sure I got it. Yeah, okay. I am W8FU, and the name is Sean, and I am up near Mount Clemens, Michigan, on my final approach to work. Got to just get a cup of coffee, and I'll be there. We've got four of us in here now. I'm not sure if Tom's checking out or he's still there, so I'm going to keep him in the rotation, and we'll go from there. As far as the verticals go, verticals can work pretty good for you. You know the trick to ham radio is taking what it gives you. If you want to work, if somebody says, I got a schedule, I got to work a guy on 75 on this frequency tonight at 7, you're going to be frustrated often because the band conditions won't be right for that particular band for your particular antenna, you know, often. You get to learn where, you know, that band's fairly reliable, you know, and at night it generally pops up, you know, but you do need wire up in the air. But like 10, 15, and 20, you're really counting on the ionosphere working in you. So basically take what you get. You know, if you're dialing around and you hear 10's wide open, get on it because, man, 10, it'll just blow you away. First contact I ever had back in 1980, I don't know, 80-something, as a technician, I had a Colt Black Shadow CB. Hold on a sec here. It had been converted to 10-meter and an Antron 99 CB antenna that had been cut down. And someone had set me up with that. And the first contact, the band was wide open the day I got my license. First contact I made was a guy named Akita in Tokyo, Japan. It was like my first contact ever. And that was on a converted CB and an old CB antenna, vertical. So just the band conditions are everything. W8FU.